And we continue right now with a conversation with the head coach at Boise State. Sixth season as Broncos head coach. Led Boise State to 53 wins, two conference titles, and three bowl wins. Boise State with a great come-from-behind win over Florida State, 36-31. They are currently ranked number 24 in both polls. Next challenge, Marshall, Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Brian Harsin is my guest. Brian, nice to have you back on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Yeah, everything's going well. Just excited for this week.
Good. Can't wait to talk to you about this week, but let me get you to look back, if you don't mind, first. You've got Marshall, Brian on Friday, but if we were to go back to last week, you were getting ready to play Florida State in Jacksonville, but due to weather, that game was moved to Tallahassee. The game time moved from a night game to noon. You're already flying all the way across the country. There's one logistical change after another, including your Friday practice being delayed by lightning. I mean, what was the mood like around the program throughout the entire process?
Yeah, really just adapt and adjust. You know, we were going to have some adversity. We knew that just playing Florida State, and then things changed. We knew about the weather, and we knew there might be some adjustments there. We didn't know there'd be as many as we actually had. So our players really thrived on the adversity. I thought they handled it well. I thought it became really the theme of our entire trip was, hey, one thing after another, they got excited about it, and it showed up on game day. It was, you know, adversity in the first half. In the second half, it was really that conversation. Hey, we've gone through so much to get here. Let's go find a way and put ourselves in a position to have success in the second half. And that's exactly what they did. And the reason why, they just kept answering the bell throughout this entire trip. Every time something changed, nobody flinched. And I thought in the second half, we actually showed that when we went out there and played. So I felt like our guys deserved to win. Because of the things they went through to get there, and they ended up getting it done on that Saturday, and it was a great opportunity for our guys to just persevere and be 1-0 for the season and to do it the way they did it.
Brian Harsin joining us. I want to be very clear about this for those who may have missed it. Florida State jumped out to a 21-6 lead in the first quarter, 31-13, with just over 4 minutes left in the first half. It would have been very easy for you guys just to maybe give in and say this was not our day, just not our time, but that's not what happened. They battle all the way back, and you point out how proud you were. Let me ask you this. In the build-up to the game, the players saw a hype video. There was a 7-minute highlight package from the 2010 win over Virginia Tech. Curtis Weaver said, quote, just seeing what our tradition has done in the past, what they've done, it made us build that confidence and keep that going, end quote. So, Brian, my question is, I know you're not somebody looking to talk about previous seasons, but how important was it to remind your guys this is a program that has a tradition of taking down big-time opponents?
Well, that was really the message. And the message also was, in 2014, Florida State won a national championship, and we have an opportunity to go in there and play a program like that and to take our shot. And really showing that video of Virginia Tech, it just reminded me a lot of that game. ACC, kind of a neutral site, NFL stadium. So there was a lot of similarities I felt like that the players could take away from it. And we watched that video. We watched our guys get out to a faster start and then Virginia Tech come back. And then at the end of the game, come through and find a way to win. And it was kind of the reversal of that in the first half for us against Florida State, but more of it was just the mentality of the opportunity that's in front of you, the preparation that you should have when you have opportunities like this. And so go out there and do the work. And things are not going to go our way. We're going to face adversity. We're going to have challenges. They're not going to overlook us. So just understand what you're getting into. And I felt like the players took a lot away from that. And then, you know, ultimately, if Curtis or guys in their team are talking about it, then, you know, that's something that you hope clicks, and it did in this last game.
Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin joining us after that win over Florida State. You know, there's a lot of other guys I could single out, but Hank Bachmeier, your true freshman quarterback, was starting his first game on the road at Florida State. Took a lot of hits, but kept on rolling. Ends up with more than 400 yards passing. It was a performance that made the country take notice. But knowing what you know about him, were you surprised, or is that pretty much what you expected from him?
Well, we've seen him in practice. You know, you never know. He never got hit one time since last spring, so I had no idea, you know, how he would handle himself going out there and taking some hits. Yeah, he showed tremendous toughness. That was something that really stood out to me that we talk a lot about in that room. And, you know, I thought that was on display against Florida State. Now, I didn't expect the 400 yards and really didn't even know that. You know, we went in there with the idea that we were going to run the football and try to take care of our quarterback, and we ended up with a lot more plays in that game than we probably expected. But he did a tremendous job of, you know, just coming back after, you know, getting hit or after a sack or after a turnover. You know, he was able to just put that last play away and just onto that next play, and that mentality and that toughness, I thought, was a big reason in that second half why we just kept kind of plugging away and getting staying close enough until we could finally get in the fourth quarter just ahead because of how he played. And so that's good. You know, that was his first game. He's a true freshman, but he certainly didn't act like that in this game. He showed a lot of heart, a lot of toughness. And so hopefully that continues as we continue to play this season.
Brian Harsin joining us. The season continues against Marshall on Friday. You know, it was not just the offense that turned things around. The defense held Florida State to 44 yards on its last nine drives. How would you describe the identity, the mentality of the defense?
I thought they did a great job in the second half. Coach Schmetting, our defensive coordinator, he got a chance to see his players for the first time live. And so, you know, just the adjustments that they made in the second half and really just settling down and playing the way we're capable of playing on defense, tackling better, getting around the football, taking advantage of opportunities when the ball is on the ground or in the air. And those are things that we've seen from our defense. We do have a veteran group. I know what they're capable of playing like, and they started to really show that in the second half when they settled down and we made a few adjustments. And you know, the turnovers, the momentum, the offense that Florida State has, they're explosive. They got really good players. They got a really good system. And so for how we played in the second half, I thought they did an outstanding job. And that created that momentum. That created that hope. That gave our offense an opportunity to be in better field position so we could score points. And just a great group effort by both sides, special teams included. Eric Sachs, you know, a transfer kicker for us. He really kept us in the game and gave us a lot of hope just by hitting those field goals one after another. And it was just a group effort by everybody, and certainly the defense shined in that second half.
You know, then before you go, you were talking about prepare for the opportunity. Prepare for a great opportunity like this. You go back to July, you had a day called Deck Day. For those who do not know, what is Deck Day, and what do you want your guys to take away from it?
Deck Day, that goes back a lot of years, Jim. And a lot of us have been a part of that. It's really, you know, getting the upper decks here of this stadium and the way our stadium is built and pitched. You know, you run those bleachers, and it's no easy task. And it's something that's part of, you know, as we finish up summer, that blue-collar work, that blue-collar identity that we have. And getting up there, and this year the guys run 20 of them. And that's really the build-up all the way through the summer. And once we're done with that, we break into fall camp. And so it's just the work necessary to truly go out there and be successful. You know, that's one of the things I hope our guys, when they come to Boise State, they understand that you've got to do the work. And there's no easy road. There's no free lunches. It takes what it takes. And to me, that's part of what Deck Day is. It's a grind. It's hard. It's meant to be. It's never going to be easy. Even if you've gone through it 4 or 5 years, every time you have to go through it, it's difficult. But that's a season. And that just reminds you and kind of humbles you to, as you go into this year, no matter the experience you have, hey, it's one game at a time and focus on that, and every opponent matters, and you got to put in the preparation to go out there and get the job done.
You know, and then it's not a good team or a good couple of years. It's a great program. And the guys that you're asking to do this, the guys who before them have also done that. So, in other words, you invite guys back, players, former players, back for Deck Day. How many guys came back? And then what's it mean to have a program where former players continue to come back and support the current players?
Well, I think that's part of our family atmosphere. And we talk about once a Bronco, always a Bronco. We had about 20 guys come back, and they've got coffee and donuts, and the other guys are up there running, and every single one of them, you know, at the beginning of it, it's always interesting because they're just sitting back and watching, and then probably about deck 11, 12, 13, when the guys start to really fatigue, you could feel those former players start to cheer these guys on because it just takes them back to when they did it. And it's that, you know, again, just those guys helping the younger players out. And that brotherhood, you know, around this culture and this program of, hey, you can do it. We want to see you do it. We're right here with you. And I think the current players appreciate that because they know, hey, there's life after football and being a part of this team matters, and they're going to have their opportunity someday to come back and give back to the players that are going to be out there doing the work.
It's a great program with a great legacy, a great tradition, and they add to that with that come-from-behind win over Florida State. You've got Boise State hosting Marshall Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Their head football coach is Brian Harsin, already six seasons in. Brian, great to visit with you on this show, as always. Thanks so much, and great talking to you.
Hey, appreciate you, and go Broncos.
You got it, Brian. Go Broncos. Got a lot of respect for that program. A lot of respect for the guys who've come through that program, coaches, players, the guys who are still doing it. Current coach included. I cannot believe I kind of stressed it, but I can't believe that he is 6 years in already. Brian Harsin. And what a great come from behind win that was, especially given the logistical nightmare and challenges they had to face in dealing with Florida State, and they never lost it either before the game or during the game on the field. Great win for them.